Hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed, comes the traditional response of the Easter Day liturgy. Today we celebrate Christ's rising from the dead. All four Gospels, the Book of Acts and the letters of Paul, as well as the letters of the other apostles, all celebrate this amazing event. The Gospel passage for today, John chapter 20, verses 1 to 18, tells the story of Jesus appearing to Mary, then later in the chapter, to the disciples and to Thomas. Sometimes people may say to you, "You're a Christian, it's just a matter of faith." They're right in that faith is an element of the commitment to follow Christ. But being a Christian is not just a matter of faith. It's also a matter of evidence. Christianity stands or falls on the resurrection of Jesus. If Jesus was not resurrected, then we are, as Paul says in one of his letters, of all men most to be pitied. So what is the evidence for the resurrection? Firstly, we have the written record of the New Testament. All four Gospels record this event. There is historical documentation of the resurrection of Jesus. And by the way, for those who cast doubt on the gospel source, there is more documentation in terms of ancient manuscript evidence to support the existence of Jesus than there is for the existence of Roman notables such as Julius Caesar. And no one has ever suggested that Julius Caesar was a fictional character. Secondly, there is the evidence of the changed lives of the disciples. As we can see from the Gospel passage in John 20, despite all Jesus' work in preparing the disciples for his death and 3 days later for his resurrection, they did not expect Jesus to come back from death. None of them. Some of them, and the example in this Gospel passage, the prime example is Thomas, remain skeptics of his resurrection until they are actually confronted with the risen Lord. The resurrection of Jesus and the coming of the Holy Spirit, documented in the Book of Acts, changes this cowering, frightened group who hide behind locked doors into people who fearlessly proclaim Jesus as the resurrected Messiah. The impact of their message and their lives will spread across the Roman Empire like wildfire. Many of them will suffer terrible deaths rather than recant this message. This, I believe, is irrefutable evidence for the resurrection. Nothing but the resurrection of Jesus explains this transformation of these disciples. And thirdly, there is the evidence of transformed lives through the ages. As Jesus says to Thomas in this passage in John 20, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet have believed." And so through the ages since the resurrection, there have been thousands upon millions of people who have testified to the transforming power of Christ in their lives. All of us who affirm that we are Christians since the Gospel writers are part of this group. We have not seen Jesus in his human body, nor in his resurrected body, yet we believe and are blessed and transformed. For me, I became a Christian and declared Jesus to be my Saviour and Lord when I was 14 years old, attending Palmerston North Boys High School and singing as a chorister in the church choir at All Saints, Palmerston North. And that declaration and commitment has changed my life, and my life has been transformed. I am utterly convinced I am now a different person and a better person than I would have been if it were not for the transforming power of Jesus Christ in my life. And the amazing thing is that this power is available to anyone. Christ died for all and was raised on the third day. Hallelujah.